who has been to so many souls the blessed means of leading them to Christ. This new volume, like the author's many previous books and tracts, Is Well Organized, Cole Porter Society, etc., testifies to his high appreciation of the power of the press and to his desire thus to win for Christ myriads of those whom his voice cannot reach. To all who are hovering around the wicket gate, or who even from time to time come within sight of it and wish they were safe within it, this little book is commended, with the hope that even while they are reading, they will knock and it shall be opened to them. End of preface. Around the Wicket Gate, or A Friendly Talk with Seekers Concerning Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, by Charles Spurgeon. Chapter 1. Awakening. Great numbers of persons have no concern about eternal things. They care more about their cats and dogs than about their souls. It is a great mercy to be made to think about ourselves and how we stand towards God and the eternal world. This is full often a sign that salvation is coming to us. By nature, we do not like the anxiety which spiritual concern causes us, and we try, like sluggards, to sleep again. This is great foolishness, for it is at our peril that we trifle when death is so near and judgment is so sure. If the Lord has chosen us to eternal life, He will not let us return to our slumber. If we are sensible, we shall pray that our anxiety about our souls may never come to an end till we are really and truly saved. Let us say from our hearts, He that suffered in my stead shall my physician be. I will not be comforted till Jesus comfort me. It would be an awful thing to go dreaming down to hell and there to lift up our eyes with a great gulf fixed between us and heaven. It will be equally terrible to be aroused to escape from the wrath to come and then to shake off the warning influence and go back to our insensibility. I notice that those who overcome their convictions and continue in their sins are not so easily moved the next time. Every awakening which is thrown away leaves the soul more drowsy than before and less likely to be again stirred to holy feeling. Therefore, our heart should be greatly troubled at the thought of getting rid of its trouble in any other way than the right way. One who had the gout was cured of it by a quack medicine, which drove the disease within, and the patient died. To be cured of distress of mind by a false hope would be a terrible business. The remedy would be worse than the disease. Better far that our tenderness of conscience should cause us long years of anguish than that we should lose it and perish in the hardness of our hearts. Yet awakening is not a thing to rest in, or to desire to have lengthened out month after month. If I start up in a fright and find my house on fire, I do not sit down at the edge of my bed and say to myself, "I hope I am truly awakened. Indeed, I am deeply grateful that I am not left to sleep on." No, I want to escape from threatened death, and so I hasten to the door or to the window, that I may get out and may not perish where I am. It would be a questionable boon to be aroused and yet not to escape from the danger. Remember, awakening is not salvation. A man may know that he is lost, and yet he may never be saved. He may be made thoughtful, and yet he may die in his sins. If you find out that you are a bankrupt, the consideration of your debts will not pay them. A man may examine his wounds all the year round, and they will be none the nearer being healed because he feels their smart and notes their number. It is one trick of the devil to tempt man to be satisfied with a sense of sin, and another trick of the same deceiver to insinuate that the sinner may not be content to trust Christ unless he can bring a certain measure of despair to add to the Savior's finished work. Our awakenings are not to help the Savior, but to help us to the Savior. To imagine that my feeling of sin is to assist in the removal of the sin is absurd. It is as though I said that water could not cleanse my face unless I had looked longer in the glass and had counted the smuts upon my forehead. A sense of need of salvation by grace is a very healthful sign.